the Forbidden Door opens again. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Sunday, February 14th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Let's get right into Impact's No Surrender show last night and the bombshell dropped at the very end of the show. That's when viewers saw a video promoting New Japan's Juice Robinson and David Finlay, complete with New Japan footage and the company logo. Impact later announced that both Robinson and Finlay will be in the Impact Zone on Tuesday night's Impact Wrestling. The Good Brothers are still the Impact Tag Team Champions after a three-way on last night's show involving AEW's Private Party and James Storm and Chris Sabin. Karl Anderson used a blind tag to steal the pinfall on Storm from Mark Quinn. Matt Hardy was not happy with the result. Rich Swann beat Tommy Dreamer to retain the Impact World Championship. Moose attacked both of them after the match. TJP survived an extended pre-match ambush from Rohit Raju and got the win to hold on to the X Division Championship. The new number one contender for the X Division title is Josh Alexander. He bested seven other men in the first ever triple threat revolver match. Alexander put away Ace Austin for the decisive pinfall. Trey Miguel was one of the three men who started the match. He nearly went the entire way for the win. He was the only other man in the match who was not technically beaten. Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz beat Havoc and Nevaeh to retain the Knockouts Tag Team titles. Brian Myers and Hernandez beat Matt Cardona and Eddie Edwards. Myers pinned Cardona. Jordan Grace, Jazz, and ODB beat the team of Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo, Kimberly, and Susan. Jazz submitted Susan to get the decision. Jake Something beat Diener, and Decay beat Tenille Dashwood and Triple XL.
WWE.
NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day is tonight on the WWE Network. Three title matches on the card. Finn Balor defends the NXT Championship against Pete Dunne. There's a three-way for the NXT Women's title. Champion Io Shirai versus Toni Storm versus Mercedes Martinez. Kushida challenges Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship. Also, the finals in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournaments. MSK versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. The winners will get a shot at the NXT tag titles held by Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. And Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez versus Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon. The winners there get a shot at the women's tag titles held by Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. A major match announced for Monday night's Raw. A gauntlet match will determine the final entrant in the upcoming Elimination Chamber match for the WWE title. All six participants will be involved. WWE champ Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Sheamus, AJ Styles, The Miz, and Jeff Hardy.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is kicking off its Castle Attack tour this morning with a Road to Show at Korakuen Hall. The main event is a 10-man elimination tag. The Chaos team of Kazuchika Okada, Tomohiro Ishii, Hiroki Goto, Yoshihashi, and Toru Yano versus the Bullet Club quintet of Jay White, Evil, Tamatanga, Tangaloa, and Chase Owens. We'll also see the in-ring debut of Young Lion, Yuto Nakashima. News out of Mexico, Laredo Kid appeared on a AAA show within the past few days, still holding the AAA Cruiserweight Championship. That's the same title he lost to Leo Rush in a match that aired on last Wednesday's MLW Fusion. Thanks to Moss Lucha and Lucha Blog for the info on that. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Sunday, February 14th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.